The house in which Picasso was born stands in Malaga's most romantic square, the Plaza de la Merced. Young Pablo spent his childhood there, playing just like any other child, and surrounded by the pigeons he made so many drawings of. As he himself once confided, he would imagine himself as a bullfighter, using a piece of cloth for a cape. At that time, Plaza de la Merced was one of the busiest places in Malaga, teeming with typical figures like street vendors, musicians, servant girls and soldiers.
Archaeological remains have shown that the square has been a public space since Roman times. Its name comes from the old convent of La Merced, now long since disappeared. But its most representative symbol is the obelisk, which was erected here in 1842 to mark the burial place of General Torrijos and his companions, executed by firing squad on the beach nearby for having taken part in the liberal uprising of 1831 against the absolutist monarch Ferdinand VII.
As we can see in the postcards, the square's layout and romantic atmosphere have not changed to any great extent since 1858, when it took on its present appearance. The images clearly show the obelisk in the middle, the trees and the two buildings known as the Casas de Campos on the northeast side of the square, where Picasso was born.
The Casas de Campos were named after the person responsible for their construction, Antonio Campos Garín, Marquis of Isnate. They comprise two proportionally balanced, stately-looking single design blocks with an austere decorative agenda featuring polychrome stained glass windows on the first floor. Work began on this double building in 1870. The site was previously occupied by the old convent of Nuestra Señora de la Paz, and the project incorporated some of the buildings that already stood there. One of those buildings was the one which originally housed this apartment, which was rented by José Ruiz Blasco and his sisters, Josefa and Matilde, in 1879, a year before José's marriage to María Picasso.
The photographs accompanying the postcards show what the now disappeared Church of La Merced looked like. The church, which formed part of the convent and was set ablaze in May 1931, gave its name to the square, although for much of the 19th century this space was known as the Plaza de Riego. The images also present a number of typical period characters, including gypsies and residents of the nearby neighbourhood of La Victoria. According to the biographer John Richardson, it was from these people that Picasso acquired his love of flamenco and the knack of smoking a cigar through his nose, as he was doing in David Douglas Duncan's famous snapshot of 1956.
To round off this look at the historical aspects of the city in which Picasso grew up, there's a collection of everyday late 19th century objects. The atmosphere of the period is reflected in an Isabellino-style three-piece suite, upholstered in pink wild silk, and a turtle table in the same style, together with three of José Ruiz Blasco's typical oil paintings, two pictures of pigeons, and one seascape.